Maybe we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Sam Smith, 909 with The Morning After on Q105. It's good to have you here with us today. If you miss any part of the show, if you're just tuning in, if you didn't know we were here, you've got a lot of podcasts to catch up on at Q1055.com. I post those after the show each Saturday morning, 8 to 10. They're shared out on our Facebook page. Make sure if, like, you're just finding out that that D and I are over here, and usually Philip is with us, but he's off today doing some other work, and our friend Jen Wakefield is here with us. Make sure you like the Q105 Facebook page and hit up the website as well, Q1055.com. We are happy to be here. There are still people that ask me. I've gotten asked a couple of times in the last few days, why did you guys get fired? We didn't do anything wrong. It was just some politics of things, and we're happy to be over here and continuing what we did there, here, now, with our friends at Cumulus. A friend of mine from a couple of years ago is here now. We'll call her Allison Morawski. Did I say your last name right?
You did.
Wait, hold on. Try that one.
Yes, you did.
Sorry, I still have to get used to the microphones in here. Hi, Allison. Good morning.
Good morning.
There has been an event going on for, well, at least I became familiar with, well, I guess it's been two years or longer than that now.
Yeah, this is our third year.
Third year, and the first one is coming up, of ProMedica's Impact and Inspire series, or I'm In for short. I encourage people to go to these, and I asked Allison to come in to talk about the first one of the year. I would say that if I had to describe them, everyone knows what ProMedica is. They're downtown. They've been a magnet for like a fast track of the Renaissance downtown, not the hotel, but its rebirth. And these are events to explain what ProMedica is doing to help grow our community. Good definition?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not just ProMedica. We actually benefit other nonprofits in Toledo. This month, we are benefiting Cherry Street Mission.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of what I mean when I say benefiting, for each event, we ask people to bring an item of impact, which is the impact piece of Impact and Inspire. For Cherry Street Mission, we're asking people to bring toilet paper, deodorant, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bar soap, reusable kitchen utensils, and ground coffee. Just simple little things that people might have at home or they can run and pick up at the grocery and bring to the event for Cherry Street, and it'll make a huge difference in the people that they serve there.
I find these to be great networking events because I run into a lot of people in the mental health field, something that I'm a big advocate for. So they are great networking events. This one is at Emosteria coming up on Thursday night, correct?
Correct. Yep. Emosteria from 5:30 to 7:30.
And you get a drink ticket. And when you bring your item, please bring your item. And these are all very, this is such a low cost, cool event, because a lot of these networking events can be often somewhat pricey, but pick up a 4-pack of toilet paper like I'll do on my Target run this week.
Exactly.
Drop it off. Do some networking, have a drink, enjoy some food. There's also, is there going to be a presentation or is it just quiz? Because I read the quiz part of this.
We have a short presentation. We'll have some people from Cherry Street Mission just kind of explaining why the items you bring are so important to the people that they serve. And that'll be kind of, we usually keep our presentations around 10-15 minutes. And then we have a fun edition of trivia from Sporkle Live that'll be happening. So it's kind of a fun aspect to this event.
Do you have a question?
No, I heard trivia.
So it's Sporkle, right?
Sporkle Live Trivia. Yeah, we're super excited.
Everybody, Sporkle is, if you've been to any bar with trivia in the area, there's a good chance that Sporkle was like the group that has their, like our old friend Don. Like,
yes.
Don does Sporkle at Home Slice on Wednesdays. So
they're like the Uber of Sporkle, of trivia?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Although,
well, you could trivia for Sporkle on your off time.
Correct. That's exactly what it is.
Oh my God!
Sorry.
Did you catch it, Allison?
I got what?
She brought it back in.
I'm passing the hand sanitizer down the row.
So Impact and Inspire. I highly encourage anybody to everyone, if you can, to come out to this event. There is no cost except for some of those items to help benefit Cherry Street Mission. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You're making it rain with sanitizer.
Allison, what were those items again?
So deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, toilet paper, bar soap, reusable kitchen utensils, and ground coffee.
Awesome. And Osteria and 5:30 to 7:30 on Thursday for Cherry Street Mission. And are these like quarterly?
These are quarterly, yeah. So January, April, July, and October.
Do you have the April one planned out?
We do.
Where's that one?
April 5th. We don't have a location finalized yet, but it'll be April 5th, and we will be benefiting the Toledo Fair Housing Center.
Awesome. I know this isn't the talking points, but come on, we go back now. What's some of the stuff that at least you can share about ProMedica growth, like for downtown? Like there's the concerts will be happening early this year, right?
Yep, we will have a concert in the park every weekend from Memorial Day through Labor Day.
That's gonna set Ryan Weekman from Vox sideways. He was on a small crusade about going up and down Summit Street last year because we've got to get down there and we got to do parking. But I know we're still like negotiating where to park, where to drive and all that stuff. But I live downtown, so I'm okay with like that. We can figure out our way around it.
Yeah.
But concerts all summer is going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Is there, I know there was one towards the end of like summer, late or early fall, like a small farmer's market as well on Wednesdays?
Yeah, we're going to have farmer's markets downtown as well on Wednesdays. I think from like 11 to 1. I think starting around Memorial Day through Labor Day, around that same time frame.
Do we have a farmer's market?
Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
But this one...
Are you guys going to feud?
No, there won't be a farmer's market feud.
Oh.
This might be a lot of the same vendors.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
that's
dope. We're
inviting
a lot of people, probably similar vendors.
I was hoping for like competing farmer's markets.
No, we want to be inclusive.
Oh.
Have you walked through the tunnels downtown yet?
I have, yeah. I park in the Vistula Garage, okay. So we walk from that tunnel all the way to the Renaissance Hotel because our offices are in the Renaissance Hotel.
Is there a Starbucks or someone that sells Starbucks in there?
There is. There's Focaccia's Market makes Starbucks coffee, and
gotcha.
They can make kind of pretty much all of the drinks.
I want to walk the tunnels. Kind of like Indiana Jones style, because I've never done it. I know they snake all under downtown, and a lot of the ProMedica employees like yourself, who are now downtown, go from the garage underneath, like Imagination Station and all that stuff. Well, thanks for popping in.
Well, thank you.
Impact and Inspire, I'm in. ProMedica, Osteria, Thursday, bring an item to benefit the Cherry Street Mission. Anything else we got to get to?
No, I think that's great.
There was one more thing, but my cold is making it escape me right now. Do you remember what I was thinking?
No.
Okay. Allison, it's always good to see you. Oh, any other big ProMedica things that we should know about?
No, I think we're looking forward to the summer with all the stuff happening in Promenade Park, and it's going to be really exciting.
It will. It will. Everything seemed to go very smoothly as construction finished up last year at Promenade, and now full summer of it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks, Allison. Good
Thank
to see you.
You.
It's the morning after. In just a couple of minutes, we will we'll talk some throwback songs. You know, we play them every weekend here on Q105. We will talk about them before 9:30.
Hit us up on the web at Q1055.